Well, on this day, as we pray for our fathers and our Filipino heritage, I wanted to do a little something special to honor both of those, to one, that this is our 34th year of celebrating our Filipino heritage, and what a wonderful thing to celebrate, and what a wonderful tradition within our church, but also wanting to honor fathers, and thought that a little humor, laughter, and a little bit of what we love to be mixed into that. And so I wanted to invite, of all people this morning, my favorite student to come and be a part of our service this morning. And I know you haven't seen him in a while because he's been good and staying in school and staying safer at home as we're supposed to be. And so once again, I would like to have you help me to invite our favorite friend, Nonoy. So on the count of three, if you can also all say, hello, Nonoy. One, two, three, hello, Nonoy. Do you notice he never comes when we call him? Nonoy, where are you?
Yoo-hoo.
He's usually hiding back there.
Yoo-hoo. Yes,
Nonoy. Well, good morning, Nonoy. I want you to meet some of my friends, and there's some of our usual friends that are here, but through our online worship, we've been picking up some new friends as well, and so I thought very appropriate for you to introduce yourself to all the friends that are out there.
Yes, teacher. Teacher, what will I say?
Your name.
Okay, all right. Good morning, friends of my teacher. You know, my name is Nonoy.
And how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
And what would you like to be?
11 years old.
Anybody notice that for 3 years, Nonoy has been 10 years old and wanting to be 11? Oh, but thank you for being here, Nonoy. Because today's Father's Day, I wanted to have a little lesson on fathers. You ready?
Yes, teacher.
All right. How about if we start with spelling?
Spelling. Yes, teacher.
All right. Can you spell the word father?
Father. F-A-T-H-E-R. Father.
Very good, Nonoy. All right.
It's easy, teacher. Very easy.
Okay, if that's easy, let's do one that's a little harder. Can you spell father backwards?
What did you say, teacher?
Can you spell father backwards?
F-A-T-H-E-R. Father backward.
I don't know what to do with you, Nonoy, but I do know a conversation we need to have. I invited you here today because I needed to talk to you about what you did to our classroom before you left. I see your handwriting all over the place. It's on the walls, it's on my desk, it's in my drawers, it's on my notepads. Nonoy, why did you do this?
What, teacher? I'm sorry, teacher. I'm sorry.
Teacher, no, you know, for doing all this, I could send you to the principal's office, and I could be able to give you an F.
Please, teacher, give me another chance. Please.
Should I give him another chance?
I'm sorry.
Okay, our friends say to give you another chance, so I will give you another chance if you can answer my question correctly. Are you ready?
Yes, teacher.
Okay, and it will be on the topic of literature.
Yes, teacher.
So, literature. I am going to show you a book, and I would like to ask you whose writing is in this book.
Teacher, I did not do that. That's not my handwriting. I did not do it. I only write on your blackboard, in your desk, in your drawer, in your notepads. not in that book, teacher. No, no, it's not my handwriting. I did not do it.
No, no, I need you to stop crying. No. And I think I need to talk to your father.
Yes, teacher.
Teacher, what happened to my son, Nonoy?
Well, here's what happened. Your son, Nonoy, did a bad thing. He drew all over the classroom, wrote all over it. You can see it's on the walls, it's on my desk, it's in my drawers, it's on my notepads. And then trying to give him a second chance, I asked him about this book and asked about the writing in this book. And he started to cry, and now he won't stop crying, telling me that his handwriting is not in this book. Would you believe that?
Teacher, I think my son is telling the truth. This is not his handwriting in this book. Goodbye.
What? All right, Nonoy. It's not going to be literature. I don't think we're going to solve anything there. So, how about if I give you another chance with the topic of measurements?
Yes, teacher. Measurement.
Okay. Nonoy, can you tell me what is the shortest month on the calendar?
May.
May? Why May?
Because it has three letters. M-A-Y. May.
Oh, yeah. Okay. How about if you tell me what is the longest word?
Smiles.
Smiles? Why smiles?
Because there is a mile between the beginning and the ending letter.
Oh, no, no, you never cease to amaze me with what you do. You know, this has been fun, but I'm beginning to wonder, Nonoy. I had you 2 years ago in my class. I had you last year in my class. Now I have you this year in my class.
Teacher, it is not my fault if you have not been promoted.
Oy, okay. Nonoy, it's time to say goodbye, but before you leave for summer, I wanted to give you a protection kit from the COVID-19, and so you're gonna need a mask, and you're gonna need glasses, and you're gonna need a hat, and of course you're gonna need gloves. Notice everything's color coordinating here. And wipes and disinfectant. I know you're a messy boy.
Thank you.
And you're gonna need some alcohol and hand sanitizer and let me see, what else? What else do I have in here, Nonoy? Just give me 1 second. I'm sorting through. I've got all sorts of students to work with, and the last thing, your instructions to your father of what you do, and here is your bag to put it all in.
Teacher, what happened to your hands? Why is it like that?
Oh, no, with this COVID-19, I wash my hands like 57 times a day for 20 whole seconds, and this is what it's done to my hands.
Oh, it's scary. It looks like COVID-19, teacher. Goodbye. Thank you.
Have a Bye, good summer, teacher. Nonoy. Can we give Nonoy a hand? Oh, I've missed Nonoy. I don't know about you. But on this day, we give thanks for all of our fathers who are so hardworking and wonderful and help to make our church what it is and our families what they are. And so will you join me in a prayer of blessing upon all of our fathers that are out there? So will you pray with me? Gracious God, our Father in heaven, we give you thanks that you are our caring Father, but also that you bless us with fathers on this earth. Whether it is those fathers who we are related to through blood or those fathers who have become fatherly figures for us, those who have raised us, those who have taught us, those who have loved us with the love that you have given to them. And we ask that you will bless all of the fathers today, that you will bless them with your Holy Spirit and your presence, that you will bless them with the love of their families surrounding them, whether it is in person or in creative ways, and that you will bless them to know how loved and appreciated they are for all that they do. For this we lift up in your most holy name. Amen. And as we give thanks for our fathers, we also give thanks for our church and God's presence within it as we move into our offering for this morning.